everyone. Welcome back to the Love and Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Falada, and it is so great to be together again and chat with you about all things love, sex, dating, marriage, and singleness. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed professional counselor and author specializing in relationship issues, and I'm here to take your relationship questions. I've written hundreds of relationship articles across the internet, and my relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaches millions of people with the message of healthy relationships. And that's really what I'm passionate about. Have you ever been in a relationship where you wondered whether or not someone was as into you as you were into them? Today's caller is dealing with something along those lines. Sometimes it can be hard to read the opposite sex, but I think other times we'd rather just hope for the best. So how do you know whether or not someone is into you? Or alternately, what do you do if you're in a relationship and you're just not feeling it? We're going to cover all that today and so much more. But first, let me introduce you to our guest. Today we are joined by Scott from Los Angeles. Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Scott, what do you have going on today?
Well, I'm here in California and we're facing a heat wave.
Oh, man.
But otherwise, just have to make sure to hydrate and stay cool.
Exactly. Absolutely. So what's your question for me today, Scott?
Well, my question is basically I had a recent situation where I was communicating with a woman, and it seemed that things were going well, but all of a sudden, she kind of seemed to change her direction and no longer wanted to communicate. So I'm just wondering how we, as men, we can read a woman's, I guess you would say, disposition in that kind of situation.
Oh, for sure. That's a good question, and I think a lot of people are dealing with in different shapes and forms. And I think also men and women both deal with trying to read the opposite sex. So let's back up a little bit. In this interaction, were you interacting and you felt like things were going well, and then all of a sudden she just kind of dropped communication, like dropped off the face of the earth all of a sudden? But before that, things were going well?
Yes. Well, things were going well. We had gone out about three times, mm-hmm. and then she went out of town for a while, and she came back and basically said she didn't feel that our direction was going in the same way, and she didn't know how we would bring that together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing, and I have to be honest with you here and say that I think sometimes it's easier to read the opposite sex than we want it to be, because sometimes it's clear that the other party isn't interested. They're ready to do their own thing. They stop communicating. So sometimes that's actually the easy part. The hard part is our acceptance of that answer. And sometimes as the receiving party, you want to make something work, or you saw so much potential in someone, or you saw good qualities in this relationship, or you were really drawn to this person, really connecting with them. So in your heart and mind, you want it to work. And then when you hear that they're not in the same place, or maybe you don't even hear, in this situation, it sounds like she was pretty clear that she feels like she's ready to go in a different direction. With some people, they're not as clear, and maybe they just stop texting or talking or calling, or all of a sudden they're busy all the time. And then what ends up happening is the receiving party, who wants it to work, will start making excuses and say, well, maybe they're just not seeing this aspect of the relationship, or maybe we just need to give it more time, or maybe if I would just reach out a little bit more. And then we start making excuses and doing extra work to try to make this relationship work. But what ends up happening then, Scott, is you find yourself in a one-sided relationship where you're doing all the work.
Yes, yes.
And nobody wants to be in a relationship like that, you know?
Yes, of course.
So it sounds to me like in this situation, She was pretty clear that she no longer wants to be in this relationship. Do you think that you are struggling more with why she doesn't want to be in the relationship?
No, I think she made it pretty clear. She actually texted me. I didn't speak with her.
Yeah.
But I appreciated that she did explain herself.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like you said, they don't explain or they don't have any contact at all.
Right.
But I think I'd rather have an explanation, even though it hurts.
Right.
But I just felt, based on her body language and things like that, that things were going well. But for some reason, she didn't feel that way.
You know, what's interesting, people can be hard to read when it comes to those direct interactions, because all of a sudden it's like it comes out of nowhere where they're not interested. And I think for some people, they have a really hard time with being honest and assertive. And some people out there are people pleasers, and they don't want to do something that's going to hurt somebody else or that's going to make somebody else uncomfortable. So they kind of go with the flow instead of being honest at the get-go. And I think that actually causes more damage to people than good, because sometimes avoiding confrontation makes the confrontation even more awkward or bigger as time goes on. So I think this is actually a really good lesson for both sides of the relationship. So if you're out there today and you're listening and you're dating somebody who maybe you're not feeling it, or you've been on a couple dates and you just don't see this progressing, well, stop going on dates. You know, if you're really at that point and you're like this woman, but you're just kind of struggling with the relationship, I think it does more harm to let the relationship keep going and keep going and keep going until you figure out how you're going to find a way out. Because at the end, you end up hurting the person more than anything. For those of you in that place, I really kind of encourage you to be as honest as you can up front. And Scott, you know, like you said, it's not like it's going to ruin your life when you hear that someone that you've been on a few dates with isn't on the same page as you. But wouldn't you agree, Scott, the faster you hear that, the better?
Yes, of course, because then there's less emotional attachment.
There's less emotional attachment. There's less time commitment. Yeah. There's less energy invested, you know?
Yes.
And I think people really struggle with being honest at the get-go of a relationship. But it doesn't have to be this, you know, intense conversation. It could be as simple as, hey, we've been on a couple dates. You're a really interesting person. I just don't see our paths continuing. I think we have different interests, or, you know, different, whatever it is that you are struggling with. I think it's important to be honest. You know, we're just not on the same page spiritually, or I don't feel like our personalities are connecting, or we're missing some that chemistry I was looking for. Whatever it is, I think it's important to be honest. And then when you're on the receiving end, it's important, Scott, not to make excuses for that person and say, well, maybe this or maybe that, and maybe they're just, you know, they just need more time, because that's how you end up in a one-way relationship. You should never have to convince someone that you're worth loving. You should never have to get someone to like you, because if you're at that point, you're going to be living that for the rest of your marriage. And nobody wants to be in a marriage where they have to convince the other person day in, day out that they're worth loving. You know, that's not a healthy relationship.
Yes, I agree.
But sadly, that's what some people are comfortable with, and that's what some people settle for. So for you, Scott, on the receiving end, the faster you can come to terms with, you know what, she's not as into me as I'm into her, and I don't want to be in a one-way relationship, the faster you come to terms with that, the faster you can open your heart for the next thing with somebody who is just as into you as you are into them, you know?
That's a good point.
And you deserve that, Scott. You deserve to be with a woman who is just as interested in you.
Yes, I agree. Thank you. That's a good point.
And you know, when you do get into that relationship, you look back and you think, man, I can't believe I allowed myself to be in relationships that people really weren't that interested in me.
Yes, yes.
You know, but sometimes it's hard to see it in the moment.
And I think you made a good point in saying, you know, we need to accept that they are not interested any longer.
I know. It's hard though, isn't it? It's so hard. I think that's the hardest part, especially when you've been single for a while and you just desire a relationship. It's almost like sometimes you get to the point where you want a relationship so bad, you'll settle for any level of a relationship.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But then as those relationships, you know, continue on and move forward, you realize, wow, this isn't good for me. This isn't healthy for me. And so the faster you come to terms with it, the better. And let me just put this out there for anyone who is thinking of ending a relationship through text message. Honestly, I think that's plan B. I'm not going to say you should never, ever, ever, ever do it, because sometimes it's better than nothing. But if you can have the boldness to go out on a few dates with somebody, and if you can have the boldness to interact with someone new, I think you should have the boldness to, and the respect for them to be able to put into words and be clear about your intentions and the fact that you're not ready to move forward. Because the faster you do that, the cleaner cut it is and the easier it is for both parties to just move on forward and move on to the next thing.
That's a good point also. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. Yeah. Thank you for being vulnerable. And next time I talk to you, Scott, you're going to be dating somebody who is just as into you as you are into them.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I look forward to that,
yes.
That moment.
We'll check in soon.
Okay.
All right, Scott. Thank you. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Today on the podcast, I talked with Scott about how to assess someone's level of interest in you when you're dating and getting to know somebody. How do you know they're into you? And what happens when they start showing signs that maybe they're not that into you? I have an article at the blog called 10 Signs That He or She Is Just Not That Interested. And I think it's really important for us to kind of talk through some of the symptoms and signs that maybe someone's not interested. Because just like I said to Scott, I think sometimes it's easy to make excuses and just hang on to a relationship for far too long. So here are some signs that the person you are with may not be that interested in you. Number one, you hardly communicate or interact. Are you with someone who's constantly avoiding texting you? You text them and they don't text you, or maybe they go 5 days and finally get back to an interaction that you're trying to have with them. Are they filling you in and keeping you posted on what's going on in their life, or do you kind of feel like you're always in the dark unless you ask questions? And even then, you may or may not get a response. I think when both parties are interested, communication tends to be continuous and interaction is generous. In a healthy relationship, you desire to get to know one another, and every day brings a valuable opportunity to get to know each other and have good conversations. So if someone's interested in you, you're going to see that by the amount of time they're investing in being deliberate about interacting with you. Number two, are they open about interest in other people? Maybe that's a no-brainer, but for some people, this needs to be said. If you're with somebody who's talking about that good-looking girl or that sweet guy she met the other day, that's a surefire sign that your romantic relationship is probably on the back burner. And that's a good thing, because you don't want to be with someone that you have to beg for their attention and their interest. You deserve better than that. Number three sign, maybe she's not that interested in you, or he's not that interested in you, if they're not inviting you into their life. I think one mark that a relationship is going somewhere is that you're slowly integrating your lives together. You should be letting each other in. They should be letting you into their life, and you should be letting them into your life. Have you met their friends and family? Have you been invited into their world? If you've been in a relationship for a few months and the answer to this question is no, then you might want to ask yourself why and assess their level of interest. Number four, they may not be that interested in you if they are lacking boundaries with the opposite sex. I think not only is this a sign that they're probably not that into you, but it's also a sign that maybe you shouldn't be that into them. Because a relationship that starts with a lack of boundaries usually stays there. And a healthy relationship is going to display actions that prove to you that you are a priority and that you're respected in this relationship. So make sure that they are setting boundaries with the opposite sex. Number five, is your physical relationship outweighing your commitment. Anyone who tries to get physical with you early on in a relationship is probably in it for themselves. I think there's a proper place and time for healthy affection in dating, and I talk about that a little bit more in True Love Dates. But when your physical relationship surpasses your commitment, you've got to ask yourself what's really going on and what is it they really want from you, your heart or your body. Number six, you find that you're giving more than you're getting out of the relationship. I think this is one of the main signs that someone's not interested in you, is that you find yourself doing most or even all of the work in a relationship. You're initiating, you're planning, you're communicating, you're calling, you're texting, you're checking in. You're giving all while receiving very little to nothing back. A one-way relationship isn't actually a relationship, because real relationships are reciprocal, and the faster you can get out of this relationship, the better off you'll be. The next sign is that someone's not that into you. Do you feel like they're constantly trying to change you? Maybe they're commenting on all the negative things or openly critiquing you constantly. If that's the case, this person is not that into you, because instead of falling in love with who you actually are, they're focused on who you're not. And that's somebody you don't want to be with. There's a time and place for healthy critique and someone encouraging you and challenging you to get to a better place. But if your relationship is marked by criticism, not encouragement, then they're probably not that into you. Another sign that they're not that into you is that maybe they're not asking questions to get to know you. Conversation will confirm it, because it will likely be about them and not about you. When someone is really interested in you, they do everything they can to learn about who you are. In a healthy relationship, the conversation is balanced and consists of give and take. Number eight sign that he's not that into you or she's not that into you: they don't make you a priority. How many excuses does it take for you to realize that someone's not that into you? And like we talked with Scott about today, sometimes the receiving end tends to make a lot of excuses because you just want this relationship to work. But from some of the emails I get, apparently the answer to the question of how much does it take is a whole lot, because there's so many excuses happening for why they can't. Maybe it's time for you to back off and search for someone who can make you a priority, because healthy relationships prioritize one another. And lastly, if you find yourself more confused than confident in a relationship, they're probably not that into you, because a healthy relationship will bring about a sense of confidence that you're both on the same page. You know, each passing day will take questions away and doubt away rather than fueling more doubt. If you find yourself in a relationship and you're constantly struggling to know where the relationship stands, how does this person feel about you? If that's not getting clearer with time, I think it's time to take a step back and ask yourself some hard questions. Healthy relationships are not defined by drama. They're defined by maturity, by good communication, and by mutual respect. You owe it to yourself to wait for that kind of relationship, and you owe it to yourself to believe that you deserve a relationship where you are just as interested in them as they are interested in you. So stop making excuses and get yourself to a better place. You know, you might be tuning into this podcast today and you're married and you're thinking, I'm struggling with this in a different way. I am married to someone who is just not that into me. Or maybe you're feeling that way about your spouse and you're struggling to find that connection and that intimacy that you once had. I think it's really important to address this as a married person. And I think as a professional counselor, I see that there are three things that really tend to keep people from connecting. So let's talk about those, because I wonder if something like that is going on in your marriage behind the scenes that's keeping you from feeling those things for one another, that's keeping you from connecting with one another, that's keeping you from developing intimacy with one another. And you obviously married one another for a reason. There was something that drew you to that person in the beginning of your marriage. And so it's important to cultivate that again and to look for that again and to do your part. So ask yourself this: Could it be a time issue? You know, time can easily disappear with different hobbies, activities, schedules, events, with work, with kids, with life in general. In fact, in a survey I took of 1,000 married people in my book, Choosing Marriage, the majority of married people reported that they spend less than 15 minutes connecting each week. Less than 15 minutes of quality conversation. So is time an issue? Are you having trouble making time for one another? That's the first question to ask yourself that may be impacting how you feel about each other. Number two, is communication the issue? Are you able to communicate what is going on inside of you? Are you able to communicate your needs? Are you able to even address and understand your needs? Do you feel like you're being more passive in the relationship or more assertive? Because it's really important for you to come to terms with what you need in a relationship and learn to tell the other person, not expect them to read your mind. And so maybe communication is the problem, and the more you increase that communication with one another, the more intimacy you're going to feel in your relationship. Number three, is there an unaddressed issue or conflict? You know, some of us out there are peacemakers, conflict avoiders, and we'd rather not have those conversations. But when you leave things to build up over time and keep sweeping them under the rug, eventually you're going to trip over all that stuff, and it's going to cause some major tension, bitterness, and contempt in your marriage. So ask yourself, are there unaddressed issues that you're holding on to, a lack of forgiveness, or battling something that you haven't communicated and haven't addressed? Maybe it's time to make some changes in your marriage and in your relationship so that you can start to cultivate those feelings again and cultivate that intimacy again in your relationship. And don't wait for your spouse to do it. If you're listening to this today and you're like, you know, that's great for those of you who have spouses that are all about give and take, but my spouse isn't like that. I'll tell you what. You are so connected to your spouse that when you start to change, they will start to change. Your behavior, your interaction, your patterns, when you start to make a difference in your life, it is going to ultimately have an impact on your relationship. When you get yourself healthier, your relationship will get healthier. I want to challenge you with some more content. If this sounds like something you need to address, I encourage you to check out chapter 2 and 3 of Choosing Marriage for more about how to deal with these issues and get yourself to a better place. No matter what, you do your part and watch how it impacts your marriage. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. It was so fun to chat with you about love and relationships. If you're looking to go deeper with the content in this podcast, I invite you to check out either of my books, True Love Dates or Choosing Marriage. You can also find in-depth courses and tons of free articles over at my blog, truelovedates.com. Specifically today, we talked about learning to recognize the signs that someone is not as interested in you as you are in them, and learning to stop making excuses and move on as soon as possible. I've got a few great articles and resources for follow-up reading, and I'll link to them in the show notes. I love, love, love to connect with you, so please find me on Facebook or Instagram at True Love Dates and give me a shout out. If you're enjoying this podcast and want to see it go strong, subscribe and leave us your 5-star rating and review. It makes all the difference for us in getting the word out about this podcast. I'm Deborah Falada, and I have to say, as usual, it is so much fun being together, and I can't wait to chat relationships with you again next week. Take care.